This is a poem I wrote about 2 years ago, and it talks about spirituality and how people try to use spirituality to replace religion. Walked in seeing eyes red and glossed over, but this is not a chronicle of the unsober. I keep my elbows up as I bump through the club. The first illusion is that they're having fun, but it's the drug. The second illusion is that this is a true escape from the problems you face on a day-to-day base, but it's the drug. The drug music enhancement that's tearing up the club got me waiting in the corner for a chick to dance with. The one who gets the closest is welcomed by my focus as the DJ coaxes us by switching from the drug music to dance hall tunes. We create a new window in time and space as I put a smile on her mind and face. It must have been the black in her race that kept her shoulders stational while her hips moved rotational. I inch respectfully closer and only incidental body contact, no harm, because I'm not drunk off the music, I'm calm. We dance, we laugh until the happiness in my brain gets a sudden intrusion as the DJ switches back to drug music, and then we go to our own spot of seclusion so I can ask her name. And then I said, "Baby, sweetie, honey, darling, sexy mama, I like the way you dance." She said, "Oh my God, you could dance too." It might have just been a slight slip of the tongue, but I had to ask the question. I said, "You said God. Does that mean that you're Christian?" She said, "Nah, I don't go to church. I don't do all that religious stuff." She was like, "I'm spiritual. I pray." I said, "Darling, we're all spiritual beings. God made us that way. Prayer is how we talk to the Lord, but we have to go to church and read the Bible so that we know when God's trying to talk to us. Prayer alone can't get you there." So she got a slightly apprehensive and defensive and walked away. Because she thought religion was a ritual, so she was just spiritual. She glided away like exhaled smoke back to the tomb, body consumed by the darkness, paralyzed by the rap, mind maimed by suggestions on how a lower half should act. There I am seeing her inhaled by Mr. Free Phil. Now Mr. Free Phil, that's the arch enemy of Miss Don't Touch Me, Miss Get All Up Off Me. Mr. Free Phil disrespects my black queens as if it's his free will, like taking a penny from $100 in change. There's no protest as he gropes them as if by request while she dances around like a child at recess. If only knew she was of high worth, she was a princess. Jesus! If she'd only took those two prayer palms apart and turned to Psalms chapters 8 verses 5 and 6, she'd have known that we're royalty like angels. You see, but she's just spiritual, because she thought religion was a ritual. Mr. Free Phil yielded to Mr. So-and-so, who yielded to Mr. So-and-so. Now she's on the dance floor dancing with so-and-so, who knows. Takes her back to the bar, gets her a so-and-so and a so-and-so. Now she's talking to so-and-so. She done drank about 5 or 6 so-and-sos and talking to so-and-so and so-and-so, talking now about leaving with so-and-so. She never knew about what Paul told the Ephesians in the 10th book of the New Testament, chapter 5, about using alcohol to let go. She walked in, her head was high, but now it was low. But you see, she thought religion was a ritual, so she was just spiritual. She thought religion was a ritual, so she was just spiritual. She thought religion was a ritual, so all she did was pray. She thought religion was a ritual, so all she did every night at 8 o'clock was pray. She thought religion was a ritual, so all she did was come home at 8 o'clock every night and pray on the side of her bed on her hands and knees to the Lord. You see, she thought religion was a ritual, but her ritual was the prayer. She thought religion was a ritual, but every night she prayed to God because that was her connection to God. But she never knew when God was trying to talk to her. See, religion is more than a ritual. The rituals help us to reach the Lord, but the Lord wants to reach you too. A Lord that is organized enough to put your hands on your body, your legs, your DNA, your chromosomes, count the hairs on your head. He has a ritual for you, and it's organized because he loves you.